now on Nights, Destinations with Sally Hammond. Thanks to Flight Centre, best in the air and everywhere.
Yeah, we do this every week. We look at some of the great places to go with Sally Hammond. Sally, good evening to you.
Good evening, John.
Now, we've talked a bit about, European river cruises, the big one, mm-hmm. Amsterdam to Budapest or vice versa. Yep. And we also talked about Aussies, just the add-on. So you've got this situation where the river cruise people are offering extras. So this is a situation where you've got coach and river cruise tours. So it becomes a bit of a mixture, which can be quite enticing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a typical Aussie when it comes to travelling. I plan on going somewhere and then I go, oh, while we're out, let's go and do such and such. And I think most Australians are like that because it's such a long way to get anywhere from here. And, of course, Europe is really far away. So this works perfectly, I think. Would work perfectly for me, that's for sure.
I'm just having a look at the itinerary. There's a raft of add-ons that you can do before you get on the cruise. Can we go through them? And all of these, nearly all of these, I haven't been to. So you start off in Prague, which everyone tells me is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Prague is lovely. I was talking about it last week. You were somewhere else. I was talking to Luke. And, yeah, I had a bit of a problem with a Tridelnik, which is a donut, but we won't talk about that in the ice cream. That was another thing. But yeah, it's a lovely city. It has the old city with the market square, and it's crowded in summer because it's so popular. Yep. The Charles Bridge, 600 metres of it, it's a pedestrian bridge, and you can walk across, and you get across the other side, and there's the castle and everything like that. Go back again, the astronomical clock is there. It's just a beautiful place.
So that kicks you off in Prague, get over the jet lag. You're on a coach tour now, so then you go to Berlin for a couple of nights?
Yes, a couple of nights in Berlin. That's lovely. You cross over the German border, and then you see these things that some of us have only ever heard of, like the Brandenburg Gate, the wonderful thing that's now showing the fact that everything's together in Germany now. It's not separated by that wall.
Yep.
And you can get onto Den Linden and all of those lovely boulevards and the palace. And that, one thing I would suggest, there's a leisure day usually in some of these tours. And if you get one there, go to Museum Island. This is a relatively new thing. In 1999, UNESCO listed it. And there's five museums on this island right in the middle of the Spree River, which is the river that goes through Berlin. Definitely worth seeing.
Okay. All right. Then you're off to Warsaw, which is another place I really love to go to, where you stay a couple of nights.
Yeah, Warsaw. Poor Warsaw. It was so damaged during the war. It was just absolutely razed virtually. But they built it up painstakingly. They call it the Phoenix City because so much has gone into building it back up again. It was the Paris of the North, but I think Phoenix City is a better word. And you can also go to Auschwitz if you feel you want to. It can be very confronting and very sobering.
I think you'd want to go.
A lot of people do. And that was a place where 1 million people were killed at least. Yep. They don't have the numbers, of course.
Yeah, I think it's important to go and to continue to remember the horror of that. Now, Krakow is next. A couple of nights there.
Yeah, Krakow's a lovely city. It's south of Warsaw, and it's on the same river. It's on the Vistula River, so they share a river. The Wawel Royal Royal Castle is 1,000 years old. Wonderful place, and you go up to the castle. You can look around the towers and everything up there, and all the wonderful things they've got, and then go down through the grottos and out where they've got this dragon that breathes fire. It's an old legend. There's a salt mine you can see, cloth market,
terrific.
Lots of things.
And Budapest, of course, then, before you get on the river cruise for 14 nights. So you go through Budapest on the coach. You then go on the river cruise. And you've talked a lot about this in this segment. We've got the canals, the locks, the three rivers. And these magnificent rivers are something quite special.
They are. They've been linked together over the centuries, I guess, and now you've got canals, you've got 16 locks, three rivers, the Rhine Gorge, that's very, very beautiful. And of course you can just, the boat just goes along and you can relax and there's cliffs and castles, vineyards cascading down the hills, other ships. It's just a beautiful way to travel up these majestic riverways.
Yeah, and the good thing is you go through these nine countries, you're on the boat, mm-hmm. Which is luxurious. You've got your 56 meals, you get the local entertainment, all the port charges, all the stuff that you need, and you're on the Travel Marvel River ship. You're exploring, 22 towns, villages and cities.
Exactly, and there's always a tour director and guides and people like that, so you're not turned loose in any of these cities. You can just ask for help, or they'll be leading a tour, and it's not spoon-feeding people, but it's certainly taking care of them.
Yeah, and you get daily bottled water, tea, coffee, all that you need. Mm. You get your cruise director, you get 3 nights in Paris at the end of it, which that's a good way to finish, isn't it?
It is a lovely way to finish any tour. I love Paris. And you have some time to look around and see the things maybe you haven't seen the other times.
Probably being a bit mean to some of these other places, but Paris is so great. You probably get there, you think, all right, well, everywhere else is 2 days. You think, all right, three. Let's have three here. Because it takes you 3 days, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, you can do a week there. But I love Île Saint-Louis. That's my favourite little island. It's the one behind where the cathedral is. And not many people know about it, but it's just a lovely little island of calm and peace.
That's a special one that you don't hear about too often. What's this, the Thion ice cream? What's that?
Well, the French say that's the best ice cream in the world. And if the French say that, then I think it has to be right. And I've had an ice cream, even in the middle of winter when I was there once, because I thought I've got to have this ice cream. So I sat outside shivering, eating my ice cream.
There's a beach on the river there as well, is there?
Yeah, they put a beach down each summer. They get sand and they put it along the banks of the Seine.
Yep.
And people put their umbrellas there and they lie out in the sun and it's all very Mediterranean.
Fantastic.
They love it.
All right, very good. And you've got sea bubbles on the Seine, which is flying water taxis as well.
Yeah, watch out for those. I think they might have already started. They're very, very new. And you can go along the Seine in these little flying water taxis. They're like hovercraft. And they're a bit of fun too.
Wow. All right. I've never seen those before. So
no, they're just very, very new.
Might end up in the next James Bond movie, perhaps.
Could well do.
Flying water taxis. Okay. Look, that's fantastic. So that's a very nice combination. You go there, you do a little bit of coach tour, you go to a few places, mm-hmm. then you get on the river cruise. So you get the combination of both.
You get to
see a hell of a lot of Europe as well and finish up in Paris. What way to go? And then you fly home.
Exactly.
Fantastic. All right. Hey, great. That's a lovely, lovely idea.
Yeah.
And people can, of course, get the detail there. It's Travel Marvel, all the details, and it's they can go via Flight Centre. And you've got your website, which is foodandtravel.com.au as well.
Yep, that's me.
Easy as. Thank you so much. We'll talk next week. Sally Hammond there with Destinations.